to the Halloween haunts. Come in for your heinous history and traditions, as well as poems and stories to make your skin crawl. Now, here's the fantastic freak of fall, the Halloween Haunter.
Recently, I discussed some spirits in Hawaii. Another place I'd rather not be most of the time is Key West, Florida, which sounds altogether too bright. Except for one resident, who is said to be cursed with black magic. He's not a person, he's actually an int. But I'll refer to him as he, because he has a name. Robert. Robert the Doll. Robert the Haunted Doll. I have read numerous reports about Robert the Doll, each one a bit different, so I suspect there is much embellishment. So here are the basic facts. In the late 19th century, a house in Key West was occupied by Mr. and Mrs. Thomas Otto, their children, and their servants. In 1904, one of the servants who took care of the son, Robert Eugene Otto, gave him a doll she'd made herself. Some reports identify the servant as a Jamaican woman, but all say she was versed in the art of black magic, and she cursed the doll. It may be because she'd just been fired by Mrs. Otto. It may be because the Ottos were not nice people, especially to the staff and children. Nobody knows. At any rate, little Robert loved the doll, so much that he gave his doll his name and took up his own middle name, Eugene or Jean. The doll was dressed in a little sailor outfit, which was so popular for little children at the time as well, and they often went out in matching outfits, so the stories go. Jean could often be heard talking to Robert in his room, but it was the oddest thing. They could hear Robert talk back in an entirely different voice than Jean's. Jean began to blame some bad things that happened on the doll, as children sometimes do. But one story says Mrs. Otto burst in on Jean and found him in the corner of the room, cowering, while the doll was sitting on the bed or a chair, as if he were glaring down at the boy. Then, glass and silverware was supposedly thrown around the dining room. Servants were locked out while on their rounds at night. Jean's toys would turn up torn apart, according to some stories. Despite the obviously troubled relationship, Jean kept Robert at his side, and when his parents died, he inherited the home, where he lived with his wife and Robert, who got a special room scaled to his size, with lowered ceilings and special furniture. Stories go that Jean insisted that Robert accompanied them everywhere, including the marital bed. You can imagine how that went over. It wasn't just the occupants of the house who were affected by Robert. Children coming home from school reported seeing Robert move around in the windows, even moving from window to window, even when nobody was home. Jean supposedly grew more abusive as he aged, and went so far as to lock his wife in a closet under Robert's room. Eugene died in 1972, and Robert went into the attic. Eventually, the house was purchased by a family with a 10-year-old girl who got the doll, according to some stories. She did not have much of a rapport with Robert, screaming in the night, saying he was moving around on his own, and even attacking her. People who worked in the house over the decades had reported the same thing. Eventually, Robert left the house and can be found in the Fort East Martello Museum, where he's on display in a glass case. There are many legends even there, like the people whose pacemakers stopped in front of him, film pictures being obscured just on his face, and people who swear his facial expressions change in front of them. And he's still seen in the windows of the house he used to occupy. A doll who makes his owner a bit nuts and is seen moving around wrecking havoc. That sounds familiar. Oh yes, that cute little imp Chucky. Yes, Child's Play was based on the story of Robert, but it's creepier in real life, don't you think? If you're interested in reading the sometimes conflicting tales of Robert, or wish to find him for yourself on a trip down south, head to halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com. You'll find all that and more.